A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit everlasting life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" The lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, the lawyer asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, was moved to pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, the Samaritan took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.'" Jesus asked, "Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The lawyer said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. A woman was standing on the curb of a street waiting for a light to say walk so she could cross the street to the other side. And directly across the street on the opposite side was a young girl about 17 years of age, and she was also waiting for the signal to turn to walk so she could cross the street. And the woman could not help notice that the girl was crying. In fact, her grief was so great that she made no effort to hide it. And for a moment, their eyes met. But it was just a fleeting glance, but it was enough to see for the woman to see the terrible pain in the girl's face. And at that moment, the light changed, and each of them stepped off the curb and started crossing the street in the opposite direction. And as the girl approached the woman, the woman could see the girl was quite pretty, except for that terrible grief on her face and in her eyes. And just as they were about to meet in the middle of the street, the woman felt a great desire to somehow reach out to comfort that girl. And the desire was all the more because she could see the girl was about the same age as one of her daughters. But when the moment came, the woman just passed by. She did not greet her. She did not smile at her. She just walked on by. And hours later, the pain-filled eyes of that girl still continued to haunt her. And over again, the woman said to herself, "Why did I not turn and just fall in step with her and say, 'Honey, can I help you?' She might have rejected me. She might have thought I was a nosy person. But so what? Only a few seconds would have been lost, but in those few seconds, that would have been enough to let her know that someone cared. But instead, I walked by and acted as though she did not exist." Now, that true story, I think, illustrates one of the points Jesus is making in today's parable of the Good Samaritan. In the parable, Jesus says a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who robbed him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, passed by on the other side. Now, it's interesting that Jesus should use a priest in this example of this parable as the first person to walk by. Now, in the days of Jesus, a priest would have been someone who had faith in God, someone who believed, someone who prayed, someone who worshiped in the temple regularly, somebody who fasted twice a week for religious purposes, and someone who read the scriptures. But the priest just passed by. And so in the parable, the priest, I think, can be seen as a symbol representing those people who claim to be Christian. They maybe believe in Jesus. They practice their faith, pray, come to church, but they live without holy love in their daily relationships. People who simply fail to get involved. People who do not want to be inconvenienced. Who don't want to get too close. Who are blind to the needs of others, who simply hurry through life, focus so much on their own desires that they easily find an excuse to walk by. We need to remember that God does place our neighbor and his needs along us in our road in life. Nothing is by chance. And genuine love for God is always ready to do whatever the immediate situation demands in order to do good to someone. It may not be anything particularly heroic or difficult. What's called for is often quite simple, quite small. Could be perhaps offering someone in our family some small help around the house to lighten the burden of someone else. Could be cheering someone up at work who seems to be particularly gloomy one day. A word of appreciation or thanks, a smile. Listening attentively to what someone has to say, or introducing ourselves and welcoming someone who is new. Now, of course, the place to always start practicing these kinds of charity has to be with members of our own family, and then from there extend to the others in our society. And there really is a great need for simple acts of friendliness, kindness, warmth, support, and encouragement. You may remember or recognize the name of Ann Landers. I don't know if she or someone in her column is still writing that, but she wrote an advice column for newspapers for well over 30 years. And her column appeared in over 1,000 newspapers throughout North America. And one day an interviewer asked her and said, "What is the one question that you're asked most frequently by your readers?" And she answered right away, and she said, it's a simple question. She said, by far, the most frequent question she is asked that people are looking for help is, "What's wrong with me? Why am I so lonely?" And so then the interviewer asked her, "Well, what is the solution that you suggest?" And she said, "The solution I always suggest is to get involved. Reach out to other people, care about others, and people who need your help are all around you. Everywhere you look, you will find them. And by doing so, this becomes a blessing to us. We become more fully human the way we're meant to be, and we also receive the praise of Christ. And how do we go about doing this? I think we can learn just from the simple example of the Good Samaritan. He simply did two things. First, he went up to the man who was robbed and beaten and left half dead. He went up to just see and assess the situation. So that's the first thing we need to do if we desire our compassion and love of neighbor to be genuine. We need to get up close. We need to get to know the person and their situation. We cannot simply observe people from a distance and walk on by. And then the next thing the Good Samaritan did is once he found out what the situation was, he took care of that person's needs. He did what the situation called for. He performed a good act that that man needed in his particular situation. And the charity that Jesus demands of us always has to be shown in deeds. And it consists of doing whatever good deed needs to be done at that particular moment. And so I think a good question that we might do well to reflect on tonight is, who are the people in my life who could benefit from some kind of act of kindness, some act of goodness? Is there anyone in our life who is like that person in today's gospel, who's been robbed, who's been beaten and left half dead? And I think that there is one person all of us know to whom that has happened, someone who has been robbed and beaten and left half dead. All of us encounter this same person week after week. And so we can ask ourselves, are we doing anything to help this person, to bring that person to a fuller life? Or do we, week after week, ignore that person and just walk on? And so is this person I'm referring to that all of us know, the person who has been robbed and beaten and left half dead? Well, in one sense, you could say it is our parish. Now, why do I say that? Well, I shared with you before the statistics of our parish over the last 40 years. In the 1980s, 1,300 people attended Mass every Sunday. In the 1990s, it went down to 900. In the year 2000, early 2000s, it was 600, and now we're less than 400. And so it means in the last 40 years, this parish has lost 71% of its people. But in the last 40 years, more Catholics have moved into the parish. So it means that our parish has lost 71% of its vitality, 71% of its life. That's more than half dead. And all around us, at home, at work, or in the neighborhood, on our baseball teams, our hockey teams, hobbies we are involved with, there are people who have never been taught the elemental truths of our faith. Or their faith that they were taught many years ago has been stolen from them by the bad example of others. Or their faith has taken a real beating by the material, secular culture we live in and by the false messages of the media. And so as Christians, we can never overlook the need to spread the faith, to help people just simply understand their faith better, to spread the Christian meaning of life. That can never be relegated to second place. Yes, we need to take care of people's material and emotional needs, but by far more important are their faith needs. Because when you think of it, what would be the point of helping someone with all their material and emotional needs that life can offer, but in the end, that person loses their soul and ends up in hell for all eternity because they had no faith, no friendship with Christ? And so faith and friendship with Jesus is the greatest good of all our lives. And so, dear friends, I think today's parable of the Good Samaritan, it does not exhort us to, quote, and risk our lives. It doesn't tell us we have to become heroes. It simply invites us to reach out and become involved, to draw near to others, to get close, to listen, to get to know their needs, and then to do for them the good that the situation calls for, to start in our own families, but then to extend it out also to our parish, which is in great need. And so let us ask the Lord to give us today a heart of compassion so that we will want to be involved and get up close, to do something, to reach out, to say, how can I help? And then once we've established a relationship of trust with others, and once we've done some good to them, to their material and emotional needs, then we can see how we can help them with what is most important in their life, and that is how we can help encourage them in their faith and in their walk with the Lord. And if we do this, then we will also be blessed and be living a richer, fuller human life. And at the end of our lives, the Lord will look at us and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now enter into the joy of your master.